Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It's been a long time since we've beaten anybody by a 4-goal margin. So it's quite the evening on Tuesday night against Darlington. Welcome to the Iron Brew podcast. Matt Ellis and Matt Blanchard tonight. Toby is on his way down to wherever the hell Russia Olympic is. Hence why he's not on this one. But he will be back for the weekend's debrief of the game. Hopefully it'll be another positive one. But yeah, I streamed the game against Darlow just because I got in from work late. But a really good performance. Probably the most complete performance of a Scunthorpe United team I've seen in many a year. So that was fantastic to see. Some really nice goals. Against the Darlington side that I think they were in the playoffs last season. So again, it's not like we're playing, you know, just any old team. So against decent opposition, obviously we didn't make them look decent. We were far too good. So much so that their manager came out today, I believe, on Friday, saying that he thinks we will win the league. So fair play to him. He's a fan, obviously. But absolutely fantastic. Really, really positive night. Seemed like a good atmosphere down at Glanford Park. So what did you make of it, Matt?
Yeah, it was good. I mean, first and foremost, the atmosphere, I think it was probably the best we've had for a while. I mean, it's always a little bit better on a Tuesday night anyway. But yeah, it was bouncing in there, particularly behind the goal. And yeah, I think the performance was really good in the end. I thought the first maybe 10, 15 minutes, we were a little bit shaky, sort of, with that ball in behind. They got in a couple of times and they had the one that was disallowed, which was really good finish, to be fair. So we got off a little bit lightly with that. But I think overall, as the game went on, I think we controlled it. We've spoken about a few players last week. Cloonan, you know, I didn't think he'd done a great deal up until Tuesday night, but I thought he was fantastic on Tuesday. I thought the way he was organising, you know, just a leader, the captain that we've kind of been crying out for, really. I thought he was excellent, and you know, there was many other really good performances sort of all the way across the side, really. And it was good that Whitehall bounced back from the penalty miss, and you know, he took his free kick really well. First one a little bit lucky, but I think that's just what he needed. After that, he needed a kind of early goal on the back of you know, a disappointing performance against Peterborough Sports, which he's done. So that should kind of set him off. But I think for me, it was, you know, Darlington, I don't think they were a bad side necessarily. I think they had quite a lot of the ball, especially in the second half when we kind of sat off them a little bit. But they didn't really cause us too many problems. And I think once the subs were made, to be fair, you know, I think Jimmy got it right again with the subs on Tuesday. Sembi Ferris came on, obviously, and Elliot. And I just think we kind of moved through the gears, if you like. And in the end, I think it could have been, you know, any score, really, because I think we really were on top at the end. And I think those two just came on and stretched the game, really, and they couldn't handle us.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I was just going to mention those two subs as well, that they came on at the right time, and they were kind of exactly what the game needed, just that extra bit of sort of pace and sort of incisiveness and their legs up top, which obviously, you know, Elliot's a different kind of striker to Whitehall with that pace, and Darlington were, let's be honest, probably pretty knackered by that point. So a good piece of, I don't know, sort of tactical awareness by Jimmy there. So that's good. Again, as we saw against Tamworth, he made the right subs at the right time, and those subs were enough to get the point. So really promising on that kind of front, from the performance from the manager and his team selection and things like that. And yeah, just and there's quite a few standout performances, actually. I want to talk about a couple of them, but just to move on from that, Matt, you mentioned Sembi Ferris, and I actually thought, yeah, I think last season he was carrying an injury, wasn't he? So we probably didn't see that much from him, and he was very, very kind of hit and miss when he came on last season and didn't play that much. However, I know he only came on for, you know, what was it, like sort of 15, 20 minutes against Darlington, but I actually thought he was really, really good. He looked really quick, really direct. Seemed to have some really good kind of close control, and I thought he looked excellent, really. And I think it, you know, it's going to be just kind of a process to build up his fitness to full match fitness, because he won't be there yet because of you know, he was building his fitness up at Ilkeston in the close season there. But I thought he was excellent in his sort of brief cameo against Darlington, and obviously he got a goal. Was it an own goal? Yeah, but again, he was in the right place, and he did really, really well. And I thought Elliot was really good actually when he came on as well. He hit the post or the bar or something, didn't he? And he looked really, really good running in behind, and he was utilized a little bit more like I would expect him to be utilized. But again, we're talking about at that point a team that's kind of 3-4 nil up, and you know, kind of, you know, brimming with confidence at that point, so you expect to see that. But that was really, really good to see. And I also thought that Denton was probably my man of the match, actually. I thought he was absolutely exceptional. Did really well going forward, which he's kind of struggled with a little bit so far this season. For example, against Tamworth, I thought he was absolutely terrible. But against Darlington, he was probably our best player, and that's saying a lot considering there's some really, really solid performances there. But he defended really, really well, and he also got forward well, and he seemed to have a lot of energy. Even towards the end, he was still making those runs up and down the left. He was absolutely excellent. So just to highlight that. But again, another one who I thought was good, really, really good, was Clunan. I thought we saw a lot more from him. He kind of dominated that midfield area, was really good with kind of possession retention and things like that. And you know, for a captain, he kind of reminds me a little bit in some respects of Stephen Dawson, because I wouldn't say he rests the game like Dawson did, but I think he's very, very vocal in the middle of the park. And if you do watch him when he's not on the ball, he's always shouting, he's gesturing with his hands and things like that, talking to the team. So you know, it seems to be a really good decision to kind of appoint him as captain. And I thought he against Darlington was without doubt his best performance. I thought it was really, really good, and hopefully we'll see more of that. But yeah, anybody else you'd like to kind of highlight there, Matt, for praise?
There were quite a few with Sembi Ferris. I think he made some good points there. For me, you know, when he went out, well, he wasn't on loan, was he, Ilkeston? But he turned out for them in pre-season, and I did maybe think that was the last we'd seen of him for a little while, because I'll be completely honest, he didn't impress me at all last season. I thought he was way off it, and you know, it transpired he was injured, and obviously the fans weren't made aware of that at the time. And I think he probably came under a little bit of criticism for his performances, and rightly so. But I mean, if he was injured, then that changes things. And you know, fans weren't aware of that at the time. He's obviously come back. He's had his operation, I think, in the summer. And yeah, it's the first time we've really seen him to full effect, I would say. And I think he, as you say, he did come on at the right time when they were tiring. But I think with him and Elliot, they were both hungry to kind of make things happen. They both wanted a goal. And you know, I think he was really good on the ball. Obviously, they got the pass through for the goal was brilliant. You know, the way he kind of just held on to the ball until the right moment, and it was a great run from Beeston. And I think Beeston had a good game as well. You know, he's been asked to play a few different positions, obviously, and I think when Butterfield went off, it did allow him to kind of go a bit more central. And I think that's where he is best. I think that's where we're going to see the best of him. But it was just nice that he had the composure with that one. To finish that one off, because I think at times he had that one season where he scored quite a few goals and he looked really good in front of goal when he got through. But just recently, sort of back end of last year, he was missing those chances where previously he probably would have put those in the net. And I guess it probably was a confidence issue, maybe snatching at things a little bit and not hitting them cleanly when he goes through. So it was nice for that one to go in, because I think you know, he's looked sort of back to his maybe not back to his best, but he's certainly, you know, get in there, I think, and it seems that he's put the fitness issues and things like that behind him. So that's good, because at this level he should be a really good player. So yeah, that though those that you mentioned, really, I thought you know, Denton had a good game. First half, I don't know, there was a couple of moments in possession where he gave the ball away a little bit. I remember getting frustrated once or twice. Sort of in the attacking third, it was just the final pass or whatever. It wasn't quite right, but defensively, I thought he was outstanding. And in the second half, some of the tackles he put in, you know, they were perfectly timed. And he does look a good player. And I think, you know, he's obviously got a good pedigree. I think he came through at Leeds, and you can see that. So yeah, overall, I think, you know, that you couldn't really single anyone out as having a bad game. But I just think it was a night where eventually everything came together. There were a few kind of hairy moments. I think it, you know, they could have had one, the one that was offside, and they had a couple of other sniffs at goal, but I think overall we dominated, and I think we're still kind of gelling as a team. I still think there's going to be games where, is it Whitehall, is it Elliot, and that conversation we had last week, I think we're going to be having that conversation again in the future. But it was just nice kind of for everything to come together, score a few goals and entertain the fans, because I think that's been sort of severely lacking in the past couple of seasons.
Yeah, and obviously there was a good crowd in nearly 3,400 fans in there. Obviously, Darlington brought a good contingent of sort of 300 odd. But again, another kind of really, really good crowd for this level, and it's only going to grow if those performances maintain, the same level of quality. And so often, Glanford Park will get a decent crowd in there. We'll just kind of get caught in the headlights a bit and not perform. Maybe that happened a little bit against Peterborough, but it obviously didn't against Darlington. So, literally, the fans just want to see us score goals and beat teams. Something we've not really done consistently for maybe 5 or 6 years. So. It's not that much to ask, is it? And at the end of the day, we do that every other week or something like that. Then people are going to come, more people are going to come through the gate. You're going to get more value for money in entertainment value and things like that. So it's a pretty simple formula, really. So hopefully we will see more of that. Again, good to see kind of Whitehall get a couple more goals. The free kick was fantastic. Obviously, he's on three, but he could quite easily have been on five goals at this part of the season, which is insane, really. He's got 3 and 3, but he could have had 5 and 3. I'd like to see Elliot score just to get him off the mark, really, because I think that's probably what he's waiting for. And I think we'll see a lot more from him if he's given the opportunity. I thought Wilson had a pretty good game as well. As you said, Matt Beeston, who's had some criticism from me included, and I'm still not convinced he really works on the left wing or whatever he's supposed to be playing. He's better in that number 10, but again, he had a good game, really good finish as well. So good to see that from him. Hopefully that kind of extra confidence will sort of breed more quality in his performances, and things like that. So that's really good. Again,
this Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Mentioned just in terms of Fitzsimmons had another really good game. If you remember, just before their offside goal, he pulled off a really good save with his feet. So they could have easily gone 1-0 up there. But again, he looks like a very, very sore keeper, something we haven't had for a number of seasons. So that's really nice. I'm glad to see him there. And as we know, if we go up, he will do absolutely fine at National League level as well, because that's where he was for Chesterfield for a number of years. So that's really, really good. So yeah, on the whole, we're looking at an almost complete performance, really. It would have been nice to get a few more goals, but we're asking for too much now. But and then I, you know, it's it would be nice if we could start to build a little bit of momentum now, and moving into kind of the game against Rushall on Saturday, a team who obviously just come up, and there's been some pre-match statements just around kind of support behaviour and stuff like that, because obviously the ground is kind of not the kind of standard we used to, and they've had to bring in segregation for that, which wasn't something that they'd usually do. So it'll be interesting to see how the club as a whole handles. I think, how many Scunny fans do you reckon is going to be there, Matt? Maybe 500, 600 or something like that. I think we've sold about 400 plus. So I don't know how many more we've sold. I know it's all ticket, and I don't think you can buy anything on the day. So maybe we'll get to like 500 or something like that. But obviously, it's still a really good number. So yeah, there's this is a very, very positive podcast. We've not really spoken about anything negative. And I think that's that's fair, because that's where we are at the minute. I think a lot of Scunny fans are kind of on a high from that performance on Tuesday, and rightly so. So it's just, again, it's one game at a time. It's about taking that kind of confidence and those levels of performance into a game against Rochelle, who again are a little bit of an unknown entity. It's a very different proposition play away from home in this league, as we know, as we saw against Tamworth. But kind of, what are you expecting, Matt, from the team tomorrow?
Yeah, well, I think they played, was it Hereford? I think they maybe played Hereford midweek, and I think they lost. But by all accounts, they had a lot of chances, and with a better side that night, from what I've read. And I think Jimmy mentioned it as well in his interview that they played really well. So, it's going to be another tough place. I think, you know, we're probably going to outnumber their home support. I don't think they get that many for home games, maybe 300-400. So, you know, it's going to be decent attendance for them down there. And I think, it's going to be another tough game, particularly it's on a 3G pitch. Jimmy was under the impression that it was a better 3D pitch or a newer model than the Tamworth one, which was obviously, I think, you know, we agreed last week that we probably didn't quite get to grips with that. I know the conditions were bad in general, but we just didn't seem to settle on it when we went to Tamworth. So, you know, hopefully it's a slightly better surface. But it's going to be a tough game again. You know, it's going to be a team that are going to treat it as, you know, one of the biggest games of, you know, that they've come up, that they've rapidly come through the leagues as well. And, you know, it's another big game for a team that we're going to. And you've seen that with the statement, you know, that they're not used to this many sort of away fans travelling and things like that. So, yeah, I'm sure they'll be out to cause an upset, as will all the other teams that we play. But it is an opportunity, like you say, to build on it. I think confidence should be high after that, especially how we ended the game on Tuesday. You know, there was a good feeling around the place. And I think, you know, the players, you could see the players were enjoying it. They were kind of playing with a bit of freedom. And I just hope the Tamworth game, I didn't really get the approach. I know we were playing on the plastic pitch. I know it was kind of the first game of the season, which is always a little bit edgy. But I just think, you know, if we go into the game with a similar kind of approach as Tuesday night, we should be, you know, we should have enough to be winning this game. But it's just whether we turn up or not on the day. And, you know, we've been into other games in the past. Obviously, the Peterborough Sports game, we all expected us to come away with that, with the win, and it didn't quite pan out. But I do think, you know, after Tuesday, that should give everyone a big lift. And you've probably got, you know, you've got Whitehall there with a bit of confidence now after his goals. And to be honest, although he didn't score, I think the way Elliot came on, he had chances. He looked good, and he seemed to be enjoying his football, especially in that sort of last 15-20 minutes. You know, I think everyone was on it, and I think if we turn up in the same frame of mind tomorrow, I can't really see anything other than a win, but you just never know. But yeah, as you say, I think it's going to be important with the two away games. I think Curzon, you know, they out of the two could be the trickier fixture. And then, you know, everything kind of leads up to that bank holiday with Scarborough, which again, that should be a really good afternoon, should be a bumper crowd as well. But I think if we pick a few points up away from home, we can pick 6 points up away from home, it gives us, you know, it gets us in a really good position into the bank holiday weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's that kind of opportunity to create momentum, something that we've really, really struggled with, consistent performances over the past few seasons. So hopefully they'll be able to, you know, identify that that is kind of there. It's almost the kind of, I don't know, best word to describe it really, but we could essentially take the league by the scruff of the neck with these next few games, and especially with statements from managers from, you know, like Dan, and thinking we're going to win the league. Obviously, we're a long, long way away, and I'm still far from convinced that's going to be the case. However, if we perform like we did against Dalton and we performed the same we did against Peterborough and had a little bit more luck, you know, there's not going to be many teams in this league that's going to be able to live with us, and I think that is, you know, really evident now. Hopefully there's a good crowd, there's a good following from School Top tomorrow, and we get another win, and that momentum keeps going forward. And I think there's not that much else to talk about really. You know, so I think there's some news on the injury status of Roberts. I think Jimmy mentioned that today as part of his yesterday as part of his pre-match presser, and I think he's going to be out for another 2 or 3 weeks by the looks of it. But there's no kind of significant damage, if you like. And I think Jimmy said he expects him to be back on the grass either next week or the week after. So hopefully we'll see a little bit of him in the coming weeks. And obviously, if he can keep fit, that's going to be fantastic. So we're looking forward to seeing a lot more of Roberts, and hopefully that does happen.
I think with that one, with the main thing is, given his sort of history in the past couple of seasons with injury, I don't think we need to rush him back now, because I think Tuesday, Sembi Ferris, in my mind, he was completely out of the picture, but he's come firmly back into the picture on Tuesday, and I'm sure everyone else will be thinking, he can now come on and do a job or even start games on the wing. So there's no kind of necessity to rush Roberts back, whereas, previously, if we were struggling for goals, there may have been, it might have been quite tempting to throw him back in there, but I don't think we need to do that now. So I think the main thing is we don't rush him back and he breaks down and then he's out for, a longer period of time when we don't need to. And I think, obviously, he should be a really exciting player when he's fit, and he's going to be another option in that sort of attacking third, which can only strengthen the group, really. So, that'd be good once he's back fit. The only thing, and I don't really want to end on a negative note, because everything was positive on Tuesday night. I was standing there, and it's just such a shame with everything going on in the background, with the court date looming and things like that. That was the first kind of game for a long time where everyone was behind the players. It was a really good atmosphere. The players seemed to be enjoying it. They were playing with freedom, and we had a really good result. And in the next few weeks, we don't know what's going to happen. It's just such a shame that it's come to this, really. And that was the only disappointing thing for me. I've stood there thinking, in the next couple of weeks, we might not be here after the Scarborough game. It was such a good atmosphere. It was great seeing it, as it was behind goal. And then, who knows what's going to happen moving forward. But it's disappointing, because everything seems to be, on the pitch at least, moving forward in a positive direction. I think Jimmy deserves credit for what he's doing with the group. And he does seem to be getting more right than wrong at the moment. We were critical of him last year, but at the moment, can't really fault him. And, he seems to be getting them going. So yeah, it's just a shame with what's going on. And you just hope that a resolution can be found. But yeah, not to end on too, negative note, but it is something that it was just really, for me, it was something that struck me on Tuesday that it would be a massive shame if we couldn't carry on at Glanford Park.
Well, we did say this at the start of the season, didn't we, that this was going to be kind of the sort of binary kind of theme for this season. Was, on one hand, you've got the on-the-pitch performances that we expected to be good given the level of the quality of the recruitment, and we are starting to see that now really, really early season, which is fantastic to see. But again, we still got this kind of off-the-field thing looming in the background that everybody is aware of, and everybody kind of just wants to get sorted. So if everything, if the off-the-pitch stuff does come to a positive resolution, obviously we have no idea that that's going to be the case, but if it does, and at the same time of having some, really, really good performance on the pitch, that kind of conclusion of that, if that is sorted out in the next couple of weeks, a couple of months, let's hope it is. We don't know if it is, as I said, but that's going to give extra momentum and, kind of an extra feeling of positivity if both of those things do go in the right direction. And that's going to give the club enough momentum to help push them on towards, getting out of this league at the first attempt. So, if it goes the right way, we can probably spin it and say it could be a positive influence if we get the result we want. But again, as you said, Matt, it's got the potential to be catastrophic, so let's hope that doesn't happen. But we'd have to take it game by game, and the momentum we're building at the minute with the clubs is absolutely fantastic. So full credit to Jimmy, who we have been critical of in the past, but we did think there was something there, and he's starting to show that now with some of these tactical decisions that we spoke about earlier in the pod. He's getting it right. The team selection seems to be working, and the performances, the good kind of football playing, attacking performances with the ball on the floor. There's very little hoofball from this team at this level, which is really, really good to see, and kind of probably alien to quite a few teams and supporters in this league that don't support Scunthorpe United. So, we're making a good show of it, and we're putting on a good spectacle, and, kind of long may that continue, and let's hope the momentum continues with another good win tomorrow against Rushall. You know, and until then, we'll see you again on the Iron Brew podcast. And thanks for listening.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.